This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
A banking riddle.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Okay, here goes. What do GE, Merrill Lynch, and Harley-Davidson have that Home Depot, Chrysler, and Walmart want? Their own banks. More specifically, something called industrial loan companies, or ICLs. Last summer, there were so many applications for ICLs, the federal government said no more charters. But that moratorium expires today. Here's John Dimsdale.
There are currently about 60 ILCs. Some exist just to handle the financial transactions of their parent company, but others act more like full-service commercial banks, and that has traditional bankers crying foul. The American Bankers Association's Mark Tenenfeld says company-owned banks are more likely to offer favorable loans to their owners' friends and customers.
Or they could decide not to make loans to competitors of the bank's parent. And in that way, decisions that should be based on the creditworthiness of the borrower are based instead on how they will affect the bank's parent.
ILC supporters argue regular banks are just afraid of the competition. They believe a Walmart or Home Depot bank could offer cheaper fees. Traditional bankers are asking regulators to extend their moratorium on new ILCs, while Congress considers a ban on allowing the likes of retailers into the banking business. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
It took 3 months, but finally the bidding war for UK's Chorus Group has ended. It's a huge British steel company. The winner is India's Tata Steel. It beat out Brazil's CSN with an offer of $12 billion. This creates the world's fifth largest steel firm. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 32 points to 12,523. The NASDAQ closed 7 points higher to 2448. The S&P 500 put on 8 points to 1428. Oil prices shot up $3 yesterday. They're at about $56 a barrel this morning. Last year, more than 1 million families lost their homes to foreclosure. That's still a small percentage of homeowners, but it's a 42% increase over the year before. Not insignificant. A lot of these people got subprime loans, so they didn't have very good credit to start with, and they're probably poor. Commentator Robert Reich worries about what's to come.
A few years ago, banks were awash in money, eager to give mortgages to almost anybody who applied. And investors were all too happy to get high yields from mortgage-backed securities, which meant an explosion of subprime lending, along with all sorts of gimmicks, making it easy to meet the payments. Adjustable-rate mortgages, interest-only loans, no down payments, often financing 100% of the value of the home. Well, it's time to pay the piper, and the piper's raising rates and calling in the loans. Last year's increase in foreclosures may be just the beginning. Now that the economy is perking up, adjustable rates are increasing. The Mortgage Bankers Association estimates that in 2007, more than $500 billion worth of mortgages will be adjusted upward. That's no problem if a family can refinance by getting, say, a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage that's cheaper than where the adjustable rate ends up. But even that 30-year fixed rate is still more than where the adjustable rate was just a few years ago. Some families won't be able to afford the additional payments. And here's the kicker. Even if they could just barely afford them, they won't qualify for refinancing. That's because now that the housing bubble has burst, the value of their home is less than what it was a few years ago. They'd be trying to get a loan for more than their house is worth. And these days, mortgage lenders are refusing to do that kind of refinancing, which means more foreclosures. According to a report issued last month by the Center for Responsible Lending, 1 in 5 subprime loans made in the past 2 years will end in foreclosure. That's about 2.2 million borrowers who are likely to lose their homes. Who knows where it will end? Only one thing is clear. Mortgage lenders and investors will come out okay. At worst, they'll have properties they can resell. But meanwhile, millions of families who thought they had found the American dream are ending up in a nightmare.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich now teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. And by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at fellows.com.
The typical Mexican family of four eats more than 2 pounds of tortillas a day. That's a lot of tortillas. The price of tortillas has tripled in recent months, along with the price of corn, so you can understand why Mexicans are taking to the streets today to protest. From the America's Desk at WLRN, Dan Gretsch reports.
Why have tortilla prices spiked? Economist William M. Edwards at Iowa State University points to the growing demand for ethanol as an alternative fuel.
The larger number of plants coming online and finally reaching the point where there was competition of corn for ethanol versus corn for livestock feed and other uses.
But many low-income Mexicans believe tortilla makers are hoarding corn to raise prices. One company, Grupo Gruma, controls as much as 80% of the country's market for tortilla flour. Mexican President Felipe Calderon recently stepped in. Calderon capped tortilla prices. But the caps are voluntary, and today's protesters say they still leave tortilla prices too high. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
The Hollywood studio DreamWorks is bailing on a well-known British animator. DreamWorks has been making movies with Aardman Animations for 7 years. Aardman is the claymation team who does Wallace and Gromit. But DreamWorks wasn't happy with the box office take on the latest movie, Flushed Away. Hugh Jackman and Kate Winslet did the voices.
See, back at my place, we've got a jewelry box crammed with rubies and diamonds, real ones. So all you have to do is just get me home to Kensington, and I'll make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
How do I know this ain't just a load of old rubbish?
Well, I suppose you'll just have to trust me.
DreamWorks says the movie may have flushed away more than $100 million. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.